This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Albuquerque Water Authority analysis finds greater contamination than Air Force. Citizen Action New Mexico obtained a January 2020 Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority technical memo that questions the conclusions in a Kirtland Air Force Base report that there is quote-unquote significant reduction of jet fuel contamination between the ground surface and groundwater in the Vados zone. Among the Water Authority conclusions are that, quote, fuel-related compounds such as xylenes, ethylene dibromide, EDB, and ethyl benzene were detected above the reporting limit at a Kirtland monitoring well, indicating a much broader presence of fuel-related contamination than what is concluded in the Kirtland Air Force Base report, end quote. The Water Authority memo identifies serious problems with the collection of sampling data by Kirtland. The Water Authority states there are, quote, likely biases towards lower reduced concentrations of fuel contaminants at the site, end quote. Estimates of the Kirtland jet fuel spill range from 6 to 24 million gallons. Kirtland reported its finding in a source area characterization report that was supposed to resolve the outstanding data gaps about the extent and concentration levels of fuel contamination. The source area where the jet fuel spill occurred is particularly problematic because, without cleanup, it would continue releasing highly toxic chemicals such as benzene, toluene, and EDB to Albuquerque's drinking water aquifer. No approved plan for the cleanup of the source area exists. The report, which was submitted to the New Mexico Environment Department, was necessary to develop a conceptual computer model to guide future remediation work. The information was to come from soil corings drilled at various locations and depths within the source area. Kirtland, however, did not follow the Environment Department's approved work plan for the investigation. For example, they used unapproved methods for taking samples in the field and then did not submit the samples to the analytical laboratory in a timely manner. When using a drill to collect soil cores, they drilled too fast, thus vibrating the soil. Both the heat and vibrations allow some contaminants to volatilize into the air, resulting in lower sampling results. The Water Authority memo concludes with the following concerns, quote, failure to delineate the extent of the remaining fuel contamination could result in a persistent source to groundwater and increase the amount of time it will take to clean up the impacted groundwater source, end quote. Dave McCoy of Citizen Action said, quote, after 30 years since discovery of massive jet fuel contamination in Albuquerque's aquifer, there is no remediation plan, no approved cleanup plan schedule, and no independent scientific overview. Stakeholders are shut out about technical problems. Biased data is presented to claim that successful cleanup is occurring, end quote. For more information, contact Citizen Action at radfreenm.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.